Well, it is a joy to be with you this morning. Would you open your Bibles, please, to the book of Daniel? The book of Daniel. I would love to greet those students who are part of our Calvary family. Just want to say how much I love you and how thankful I am that you consider our church your family when you're away from home. And your service to the Lord is a wonderful asset to our church. So thank you so much. I want to look this morning at the idea of leadership. I hope this short challenge will be an encouragement to you mid-semester. I love the idea of leadership, and there have been many definitions of leadership through the years. President Truman said this about leadership. He said, a leader is a person who has the ability to get others to do what they want, what they don't want to do, and like it. So there are a number of things in regards to leadership, a number of ideas, but when I was in college, I read a book by J. Oswald Sanders. It's called Spiritual Leadership, and that book was so helpful for me at the time in life that I read it. And there's a simple definition in that book about leadership, and it simply is that leadership is influence. Leadership is influence. And as a college student, I didn't have a lot of platforms, I didn't have a lot of position. And so I was trying to think about how I could have an impact on people's lives, and that simple idea that leadership is influence was so helpful to me because God had certainly put people in my life, around my life, all kinds of relationships, and I could use those relationships for God's glory and I could have an impact on them spiritually. And so through the years when people have asked me about leadership, I typically will give that definition very generally. Leadership is influence. And a couple years ago, I was talking to one of my daughters, and she was talking about a certain individual, and she said, yes, she's an influencer. And I said, she's a what? And she said, oh, yeah, she's an influencer. And I said, what is an influencer from your perspective? And she went on to explain that it's someone who uses TikTok or Instagram, their social media platforms, to be able to give their opinion on something and people actually listen to them. And it's been this interesting thing over the last several years that many people have an influence on others just simply through social media. And you understand that. You guys get that very, very well. But for me, as I look at the idea of leadership, I think there's nothing new under the sun. That has always been the case. People using the influence that they have on others for one particular direction or another. And so as we look at this world in which we live, we have all kinds of people today wanting to be influencers. And we may have some in this audience this morning here today. You may be a micro-influencer where you have between 1,000 and 40,000 followers. And people are starting to really target that group of people. Big companies and different brands are trying to target that group. And they say in the future, those are pretty important people. You may be a macro-influencer where you have 40,000-plus followers, up to a million. And you're starting to make some good money. There are a lot of people who are in that category. In fact, there's someone in our church who contacted me recently, and they said, hey, just want to share what God's doing in my life. And I set up this kind of this, not fake Instagram account, but something that wasn't personal to them. And she said, it's just taken off. And I have 180,000 followers now, and I'm getting paid just to go to the store and give my opinion on something. And so, people are pretty excited about that kind of thing. And then you go, to the mega influencers where you have a million followers or more, and you're getting paid really good bucks. But what I find interesting is how much people want to influence, whether it's through social media. And a lot of times, and nowadays, because there is money behind it, you follow the money and people want to be a part. But sometimes it's because we have this genuine desire to have an influence on other people. And I think from a spiritual perspective, that we can use the relationships that God brings into our lives to influence them for God's glory and to accomplish His purposes. And so as a college student, you may not have a huge social media presence, a huge platform. You may not have very many contacts here on campus or a lot of positions. But if you can, at this stage in life, start thinking about your life in relationship to other people. And even though, again, you may not be put or thrust into some big leadership position, you can be a great leader for the Lord. You can be a biblical influencer. And I think that's going to be so crucial in your generation as we continue down this path in America and the world where the moral decay is happening and the foundation, a somewhat biblical foundation, is really going by the wayside. And so we're moving towards such a pagan culture. We do need a generation of young people who will stand for what's right, really have genuine faith, real conviction, and therefore be a real influencer. And so I love the book of Daniel, and I think the book of Daniel is going to serve God's church as we look towards the future and as we see an example of someone who was thrust out of their context into a completely pagan culture. And at that point, Daniel had a choice of which direction he was going to go, and he chose to follow the God of Israel. He had genuine faith, he had real conviction, and therefore it started his life of real influence at a young age. Some would say 12, 13 years of age, maybe 15. He became a person of real influence. If you would take your Bibles and look at Daniel chapter 1. It says there, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, really the chief official, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them for 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. So we have an example of a young man who was, again, probably mid-teens, grew up in Judah, but because of God's judgment on the people of God, Babylon came in, and certain ones were taken out of that context of Judah. Daniel was one of them, and put into Babylon. And because of perhaps the influence that Daniel already was showing in his life, because this description, not only were they good looking, but they had great wisdom and they had skill in different types of things, Daniel was chosen to be a part of the king's palace. And so you can imagine, or I would hope you would, as a young person, 13, 14, 15 years of age, having this happen to you, where it's no longer mom and dad. In fact, most people would believe because of the way this happened, his parents were probably killed. So he finds himself in a completely different place at 15 with this pretty amazing opportunity. He's been picked to be in the king's palace and have the king's food and all of the life that will come along with that. So what does it matter? You know, why wouldn't I just, you know, live the way I want to live and really enjoy what has happened to me? But at this young age, Daniel made a choice. He was going to, even in this new culture, new environment, new learning, he was a part of this 3-year experiment where they would teach him the language, the literature, and everything involved with Babylon, and see how would they fare and come out of it. And Daniel ended up at that point, at this crossroads in his life, making a choice that he was going to be a true influencer. And so at this point, he stood up to what was told to him. You need to take part in the meat and the drink and everything. And he made an appeal. because he understood that would be compromising what, as a child growing up in Israel and knowing the law and what God had said for his people, he knew he would be compromising what God's will was for his life, even in this new situation. And so he made an appeal, he was granted the appeal, and God gave him great success, even at a young age. But look at verse 8, it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Again, new place, new culture, new opportunities. Great things ahead of him if he would just comply. But because he had real faith in the God of Israel, not his parents' faith, it wasn't on their coattails that he was standing. He was at this point in his life saying, "No, this is my faith, and these are my convictions, and I will stand even in this environment when it doesn't really make sense." But he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He made up his mind. It's the idea of really placing a restriction upon your heart. And this restriction that he was willing to place upon his heart was God's specific will for his life that God had made very clear in the book of Leviticus and other places. And so Daniel made a choice. He was going to serve the Lord in this environment, no matter what. He was going to influence. Now, as we look at the life of Daniel, Daniel served 8 different pagan rulers. So for almost 70 years, what started out as a young person who had real faith, real conviction, and real influence, for almost 70 years, he was able to stay in the palace and in that setting and have a tremendous influence. Look over, if you would, to chapter 5 of Daniel. Daniel chapter 5. We're going to fast forward through most of those 70 years. And in verse 29, it says, "Then commanded Belshazzar that they clothe Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom." Look down in chapter 6 and verse 1. "It pleased Darius," so we have a new ruler now, "to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And those were, there were 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first." So we have here Daniel again being put in a major leadership position. In verse 3, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because he had an excellent spirit in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm." Think about it. A boy growing up in Judah who had no idea what God's plans for him would be. No idea. Taken completely out of that environment, tested at a very young age. And through that testing, he made the choice that he was going to follow his God. And he was going to place upon his life restrictions that would keep him in line with God's word. And in that pagan environment, he would succeed to such a level that over the 70 years, he would serve 8 different pagan rulers, all the way to the point where he would be placed over the whole region. God used Daniel because of his real faith, real conviction, to be a real influencer. And we have this tremendous example for us in the scripture that makes perfect sense in the day in which he lived and this was written. But if you fast forward to today in 2021, as we look at what's ahead for our country and the world, and most likely heading, because men go from bad to worse, it tells us in 1 Timothy, we're probably heading to a really, you know, clear pagan culture. That's the reality of it. And as believers living in this day, in a generation that you have here and an opportunity to really make a decision at this point in your life, who you're going to be, what voices you're going to listen to, and what kind of an influence you're going to have. Because you all have a context of relationships, even if you don't have a position of leadership officially. You have relationships in your life that you can actually influence for God's glory. You can be a true biblical influencer. And yes, I have no problem with you wanting to be an influencer on social media today and even make money behind it. No problem. But will you take whatever platform that you have and use it for God's glory? And you say, I've got plenty of time in my life. Daniel is a great example of a young person who made that decision early on. And that decision would stay with him his entire life, and he would have tremendous influence all the way to the last ruler that he served under was Cyrus. And it was in that ruler, under that leadership, that God let the people go back to Israel. So Daniel just steadily doing what's right, day after day, influencing people in a pagan environment. God using him for many, many years to accomplish his purposes. Now we understand when people have power and they have the privilege to be in leadership, especially in a pagan environment, that they'll do whatever it takes to tear that person down so they can move forward. So as we see here in Daniel chapter 6, that there was a plot made against Daniel's life, that they were going to do whatever they could to bring him down. And look what was said to him in verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel. They tried to find something in his life that they could pinpoint as an opportunity to bring him down. So fast forward it in his 70s, maybe 80, early 80s at this point, he's the same person. He's a person of genuine faith. He's a person of real conviction. And now he is in this place, a position where he has significant influence, almost the ruler of the entire realm. What God can do with the life of a person who is willing to follow him, a young person, and say, I'm going to take every opportunity with the people that God bring into my life, I'm going to take every opportunity to influence for the gospel and for God's glory as I take the scriptures and use them in people's lives. That's how I came to be in ministry. God slowly gave me a desire as I got into the Word and I started to grow. And then He gave me a desire to take the Word and give it to other people. And it was just one person at a time. It was no big platform. It was no big position. It was just one person at a time. And then I got to be a youth pastor, one teenager at a time. And then God gave us a church in Florida, and it was one person at a time. And today it's still one person at a time. And when I have opportunity to share in groups like this, that's up to God. But it's taking the opportunities and the people that God bring into your life and using the scriptures and having an influence, being a true influencer. And some of you are already doing that. That's your mindset. Like you view the people that God has brought into your life and you view them through this grid where you want to take the scripture and you want to have an impact. Keep doing that. Do it all of your life for God's glory. You will not regret it. And you will be amazed where God takes you. With that simple desire to just take the Word of God and help people, you will be amazed at what God does in your life. But some of you are more concerned about a different kind of influence. In fact, you're letting the voices really of this world influence your life, and you're just kind of spitting them out to other people. And you're really not having a biblical impact in the world and in context that God has given you. Would you, in these days of your life, when you're young and you have great opportunity, would you take the Word of God seriously? And would you make it the conviction of your heart that you are going to live for God's glory and you are going to be a biblical influencer no matter where God takes you? Whether it's one person, whether it's 20 people, or whether it's 40,000 followers, you are going to be a true biblical influencer. There are so many opportunities coming down the pike for the gospel and for true discipleship, because this world needs the truth and they need a group of young people who have real, genuine faith and real conviction, and they're willing to stand on it. And when you find people like that, you can really influence for the glory of God. And it's my prayer, as you spend your days here at Bob Jones, I'm so thankful for this place. As you spend your days preparing for whatever God has for you, that you will, as Daniel did at a young age, see life bigger than himself and the opportunities that he probably selfishly could have enjoyed, and saw that the glory of God was so important that he would spend his entire life influencing people for the gospel and for God's glory. What a tremendous example. I don't know where you are personally, but I would ask you, are you a biblical influencer? Are you someone who sees the context of relationships that God has given to you as not only an opportunity for friendship and fun, but an opportunity to serve and minister to people? My friend, if you will do that at your age, and you will stay committed to it, you never know what God can do in and through your life. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this man, Daniel, who was a real person that lived in a real time in a real pagan culture. And you used him because of his genuine faith and his real conviction to be a real influencer. God, I pray that you would use these young people who are here studying. God, I pray that you would use them in the years to come to be biblical influencers on our world. Lord, thank you that you are the all-powerful God. There is nothing too difficult for you. And so you can take a simple, broken life and you can use it in amazing ways for your glory. And I pray that you would do that in these young people's lives. In your name we pray. Amen.